Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Grab your coat. Let's start walking. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Interview coming up. It just went live at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Hope you share the hell out of it. Because let me tell you, it's the stuff of victory. It's 1776 Part 2. It's lightning in a bottle, and that's why they just put out a smokescreen of millions of lies and propaganda and disinfo and all their crap so that you just get so confused you just hide in your house, because there's the answer. General Flynn is on fire. But let's go to some of these Joe Rogan clips I mentioned. Just go ahead and start and go right through them. Go ahead and start with the top one of Joe here talking about how the left is a cult. And as listeners, you're awake, you know that. But, I mean, look, people are waking up, some of them later than others, because they just couldn't believe it was true. Here it is.
To understand is this propaganda is so dangerous, not because they're just telling lies, but they're attempting to control the narrative, which is an attempt to control your mind. And that's what's dangerous. Whether you're Republican or a Democrat, that should seriously concern you, because this is what they do to control the minds of millions of people. And it's allowed on a daily basis. And it's encouraging. Why don't people take issue with this, that people are trying to control your mind?
It's so sad, because I don't know any progressive. I know a lot of progressives, and not one of them knows that one of the victims of Kyle was a pedophile. They all think it was an innocent black BLM protester.
Who raped a kid. It's not like he had a traction.
Five kids, and he was an underage boy during this, you know, battle with him. So it messes with people so badly. I know so many people that have no information about the case but have an opinion completely made up.
Wasn't the other guy, didn't he get all his charges dismissed on the previous
case?
Six days before, he had a DUI charge dropped. But he was a career criminal. I mean, he went down for domestic abuse, prowling, trespassing, two DUIs, felony burglary, two counts of carrying a firearm while intoxicated.
Bro, this is a cult.
Yep,
we're in a cult.
Tell us, Joe. Speak to us, leader.
How does the Kool-Aid taste?
Shut up, Dr.
Joe.
We are in a cult. Joe, shut up.
This information is not based on reality. This is a left-wing cult. And they're pumping stuff out, and then they're confirming this belief. They're all getting together, and they're ignoring contrary evidence.
Yes.
They're ignoring any narrative that challenges their belief about what happened, and they're not looking at it realistically. They're only looking at it like you would look at it if you're in a cult.
So that video is all over the country right now. That was last night. So there's a lot of other clips, but they're on InfoWars.com. They're everywhere. You can go watch the three-hour podcast to pull. Joe had to go to a comedy show at the Vulcan Gas Company, where we hang out quite a bit. Everybody already knows that, so it's not a secret. But I love Tim Pool, and I love Michael Malice, but they wouldn't, like, Joe would barely talk for the hour he was there, and they would not let him talk. So you think Alex Jones is the interrupter? They were even worse, but I get it. It's their show, and there was like five, six people, I guess there were seven people in there. And so it was a great three-hour podcast, an hour of it with Joe Rogan. And just Joe is being Joe now. I mean, he's super awake. Joe doesn't just buy into some ideology right away. But I've been like a woodpecker for 20-plus years, putting a bug in his ear, and he doesn't need me to tell him stuff now. In fact, most of the time, Joe tells me about stuff. I mean, we talk a lot. I'll leave it at that. I mean, 10 times a day. I mean, the point is that we've woken a lot of people up, and that's all you, ladies and gentlemen. That is the listeners of this broadcast that did this. Because you don't just think it's Joe Rogan we're talking to. We're talking, you know, the Emperor of Japan is a listener. Vladimir Putin. And I'm not saying this to act powerful. Why do you think the left hates us so much? Because I'm Alex from Texas, and we're just the show and everything. But you understand, we're winning, folks. God's real. Jesus is real. Praise God. There is a global awakening happening
at the next level. And a lot of people that even are part of the system, they don't want to be part of this evil. They don't want to be part of this takeover. They don't want to be part of the Satanism. They want freedom too. We just have to be there and be the example against the evil, and then people will join us. But if we don't take the field, then evil wins. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, all the evil men and tyrants flourish, good men do nothing.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I know when I see victory. I know when I see the truth. I know, not just intellectually, that always lines up with it when it does. But I know in my soul. I know in my heart, in my gut, in my mind. Like a burning desire for freedom. I know when we got the sword of destiny, when we pull the sword from the stone, when destiny is confirmed. But to pull the sword is one thing. That's half the battle. Then you've got to wield the sword. And General Flynn has been through the fire, and he's not compromised, and he is a patriot. And you see CNN freaking out. Oh, my God, he said we should have a one religion. No, he didn't say that like the UN says. He said we need to be a nation under God. He said, I don't care what Christian faith, we're a Christian nation. He didn't say force people to do it. He said we must recognize it and make ourselves a Christian nation through the people, through the collective. And that scared them so much because that's the answer. And I can tell you, as sure as the sun came up, General Flynn is the real deal. Is he sinless? No, neither am I. And I'm not against Trump. Trump, I know, is a good person and means well and gets deceived. Flynn has his own issues, so do I. But if Trump doesn't run, Flynn is going to run. And we need to get behind him. And he says, I'm willing to die. I mean, he knows that's the type of person they'll try to assassinate. So the full interview is up on InfoWars.com and Band.video. Share the hell out of it. This is not a spectator sport. But whatever you do, get this out. Global exclusive. General Flynn lays out a plan to save America and the world, and that's what it is. And it's a powerful interview. So here it is. General Flynn, thank you for taking time out while you're visiting Texas here at this giant crowd to hear you speak in San Antonio to talk to InfoWars. Last time we talked was on January 5th at the Willard Hotel.
How about that?
Wow.
A lot of things are happening and have happened.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
Well, I know you've got a lot to brief the American people on the short time we have, but just from my perspective, the Great Reset and the UN, they bragged that they're using COVID as the pretext to take the world over. Yeah. And I see so many of our leaders don't talk about that. Even the good ones like Senator Paul and Ted Cruz and others. I know you've been aware of that and aware of some of the war games they've had, how they would use COVID to take over. Can you speak from your military background just in general about the Great Reset and how important you think it is to get nationalist, Christian, conservative, populist leaders to understand, because I've seen you talk about this, that COVID's being used as a pretext for a UN takeover. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so I think that what people have to understand, when you look at the people that are running these organizations like the World Health Organization, World Trade Organization, the World Bank, and you dig down a couple of layers into the kinds of evidence that we have now discovered about COVID and the treatments for COVID, and you start to look at the reasons behind it, which is, you know, vis-a-vis the Great Reset, I think what people have to understand now is that this is no longer, and they're not even talking about it being a health crisis. This is about a control mechanism in order to take over, I mean, not only the United States, but the world. This weekend and last weekend, they had, as it led into the World Economic Forum, right? So this weekend is the World Economic Forum's going on right now. And I think, and I pay attention to these kinds of things and the types of agendas that they're following and the talking points that come out of them and the various topics that they talk about. And this is all about sort of a one world order that they're moving toward. And this is not a conspiracy theory, Alex. This is a conspiracy. And what we have to understand is that the big take is the United States of America. So it's been going on for decades. This is not, in fact, actually, I applaud you for, it was one of your interviews 10 years ago, probably 10 years ago, may have been more than 10 years ago now, where you actually were talking about these issues and you covered it for quite a while, actually, at that time.
And just everything we talk about here, the magnitude is off the chart. I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. But Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite. Millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in that's just going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. And if you admit this to yourself, you're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time and not spend some of your energy on resisting this. And once you've faced this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else? What else could it do? The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Win, lose, or draw. You need to choose a side. You need to spend some time this afternoon, this evening, over the weekend to close the shutters, to sit there in your easy chair, and to just sit back and think about the claims I've made here and decide on whether or not you're going to research the information we've laid out. Because this information is too important. I do not want you to simply sit here and listen to what I've said and then go out on message boards and say, Alex Jones says they want to reduce our population, that they are poisoning us, and that they're incrementally increasing the amount of poisons and genetic manipulation that's going on.
And I think that you got a lot of bashing by others in the media and by others around the world. Because it was like, oh, this guy, Alex, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And lo and behold, here we are a decade later, and they have implemented this strategy, this Great Reset strategy. So people can go read the Great Reset book. They can dig deep into all of the aspects of the things that are coming out of these different organizations. That now, you know, bringing it from the sort of the Great Reset and the world view, bringing it into the view of the United States of America and what is happening with our administration right now. So they're taking the COVID crisis, and I call it this COVID tyranny, and they are using it to basically go after, and it is a total assault on our Bill of Rights, top to bottom, not just our ability to be able to speak freely and have a conversation like this. And what I'm telling people now is, go back and look at the Bill of Rights. They're very simple. It's a very simple document to read. Read them, and I mean read them. You know, when at the end of this show, break them out. Or if you're watching this show, break them out and start reading them, because every single one of them is being threatened by this great reset. Every single one. I think if people that are following what I'm doing or what's happening in my life and everything that's happening in yours as well, with all of this stuff with the January 6th, that call it the insurrection crucifixion, because that's what it is. And in a way, you know, from a biblical sense, Nancy Pelosi's like the Pontius Pilate of this operation that they are doing to basically steal away all of the other aspects of what's happening across this country. Like, you got the gun.
Stay right there. The full interview is now at band.video and InfoWars.com. Share it. It's the truth. It's a battle plan for victory. Global exclusive. General Michael T. Flynn lays out a plan to save America and the world. Get it and share it now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
In the movie. This is real.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road.
Stand up. I want to thank all of you for your support. I want to ask you to donate to our legal fund to stay on air and give the enemy our full fight. SaveInfoWars.com. I want to thank all of you that have donated and supported us. SaveInfoWars.com. Let's go back to the exclusive General Flynn interview. And then again, the full thing has just now been posted at Bandai Video and InfoWars.com. It's up to you that it reaches tens of millions, and I know you'll take action. Here it is.
Got the Durham report, right? Whatever comes out of that, the Durham investigation's ongoing. And there's been a lot of things dropped in the recent days, recent couple of weeks about indictments from that. So, and we're learning a lot more about that.
And that's another thing I want to ask you
about. We'll talk about that.
Well, how vindicated, we'll go back to Ray Reset in a moment, but that's, you know, the great tyranny, that's the generals running it on the bad guy side. But how vindicated do you feel now that it's come out that Russiagate was indeed completely manufactured to stop you from giving Trump real advice?
Get Flynn to get Trump. The lead FBI agent, his name is Barnett. He did a 302, which is basically a testimonial under oath in October of 2020. You can find it online. Barnett, he was the lead agent in Crossfire Hurricane. And he basically said, get Flynn to get Trump. That's what the whole thing was about. And it was a total setup. So, yeah, I mean, vindicated. I always knew, where I was at with this whole that mess. But these are things that are in the news today. COVID is another one. The whole idea about election security and all the fraud that keeps coming out.
Let's speak to that, because the Democrats were all over election integrity and security until 2020. Now you're not supposed to talk about it. Right. They'll censor you if you even try to discuss that. But I thought the State Department and our own government goes around the world to grade other people's elections, but now they don't want our elections graded.
Right, at all. So there is a great documentary that was that the Democrats basically put together, and in the 2020 timeframe to prepare for a potential loss to Trump. And so, and every one of them, and it's all these various senators from the Democratic side of the aisle, so to speak, that that talked about how the machines, how mail-in ballots, everything's fraudulent. It's all fraught with fraud. I mean, it's an incredible testimony to what we know to have been happening in our country. And it's been happening for over 100 years. Election fraud or fraudulent activity in our elections has been happening since around the turn of the last century. So we're kidding ourselves by saying, oh, there's no fraud. And all of a sudden we have a presidential election. So to go back one step on the election. In 2016, I believe, based on what we've learned in the last 9 months, 10 months, that I believe that there was massive fraud conducted in the 2016 election. They just didn't have the mail-in ballots. So they used the machines to to manipulate. But Donald Trump in that case ran, you know, essentially ran the tables, and he outdid the algorithms, you know, this word that everybody's learned, the algorithms of these machines, and he beat the odds, and he became president. And then for 4 years, they tried to take him out. They tried to cut him off at the knees every single day, and that story is still being told. And so what they decided, and I think that they decided this right after the 2016 election, they said this was never going to happen again. We're never going to have another election that we're not going to control the outcome of. And so kick in COVID, right? Bring in COVID. Bring in the COVID control mechanisms. And they're very, very smart. They did it in a very masterful way. I give them a lot of credit. It's like military strategy at its finest. And what they did was they used the COVID control mechanisms to bring in the whole mail-in ballot, right? There's so much fraud in mail-in ballot. Everybody has always
said. And now they're trying to bring it again for the midterms coming up.
Well, I mean, and I think that two big events that just occurred politically was the Virginia elections and the New Jersey gubernatorial elections. And I still, as I sit here today, I don't think that they have finished the counting. Youngkin won hands down because, again, he sort of beat the odds. And frankly, it wasn't necessarily because Youngkin's a great guy. He is. It wasn't because he ran a great campaign. He did. It was because they attacked the children of this country. And the moms in Virginia stepped up. The moms and dads in Virginia stepped up, particularly in places like Loudoun County and Fairfax County. But I understand they haven't even completed the count. They basically shut the count down in Fairfax County. And so it's not, even if they count it, it's not going to change the outcome of Virginia. And so what Youngkin needs to do as soon as he gets into the job, he needs to go to Fairfax County and say, I want to do a complete thorough audit of at least that county, because I guarantee there was fraud. Then you jump to New Jersey where the individual who won the night of the election, he goes home that night, high fives. He does a big victory speech. We won. He gets up the next morning, and I think it was 40,000. There was some number of votes. I think the number that sticks in my head was 40,000 from one or two counties. Bergen County is the one that I think that I remember reading about. And so he gets up the next morning. It's like, sorry, you didn't win. It's now back to Murphy. And so in New Jersey, for the people of New Jersey that are going to watch this, I know I saw I think it's Chiarelli. I think that's how he says his name. He came out with a great statement, a public statement, video, and he said, "Here's what we're going to do. We're going to let this thing play out. We're going to do another count of everything." So what he's going to have to do is he's going to have to fight tooth and nail because the lawfare is going to kick in, and that's what kicked in after the 2020 election.
Oh, believe me.
I mean, we've been part of this thing, and organizations that I'm supporting or behind, we've been part of fighting back to try to make sure that we're, all we want to do, you know, if the outcome was that Joe Biden won fair and square, no problem. It's like a football game or a base. It's an athletic contest.
But they don't want us to go back and look at the instant replay. And just to encapsulate that, and we have Patrick Byrne going to come in here soon and talk with us and others about what's currently happening. But just basic strategies, looking at this, traveling the country, talking to all the experts, doing your own research. You've been very articulate. I've seen you talk about it. But what are some basic things the American people can do and that Congress and the states and the legislatures and some of the good senators we have could do to get past the intimidation when we're told don't investigate, don't call for election security, don't call for election integrity? What can we do to get people moving in the right direction to make sure they don't steal 2022?
Yeah, good question. So first of all, courage is a decision. Okay, courage is not something that is in your DNA. It might be, but at the end of the day, courage is a decision that you have to make. And people that you that wouldn't normally step up in a time of crisis are the least expected type of person. So I want people to really understand that do not.
All right, folks. He really gets to the key parts here of identifying the globalist. When we come back, this is so important. If we identify the globalist, they fail and they fall. If we never identify, we're in a war. We lose. Everything is identifying that it's a globalist cult, a power cult, a behavioral psychologist. We admit that, we beat them. The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that
people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces. The FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To save America and the world at ban.video. The other site, SaveInfoWars.com. Check it out and heed the call. You've never betrayed us before. You've always stood with us. We know you'll do it again. Thank you so much. SaveInfoWars.com. You know, this General Flynn interview is very important. Even though it's posted right now on the site. I got so much news I want to hit in the time we have, but I'm going to air it. And then Jason Burmes is in the fourth hour, old friend of mine, known him 17 years. He's loaded for bear, as they say. But look at this headline out of Reuters. I mean, how obvious is this? Schumer recommends Ghislaine Maxwell's judge for Second Circuit seat. While jury selection is happening in the Ghislaine pedophile network suit, the judge, Rachel Maddow's mother, I guess, is now being basically taken out of that to go be a federal judge at a higher level. I mean, this is all just a big joke, and these people are jokes now. There are still some judges that are decent doing their job, but more and more they're just political hacks. And just God help us. That's all I can say. I mean, look at the power trip. Look at this dude. All right, let's go ahead and don't worry. You keep acting arrogant. God's real. Keep acting all powerful, big, big boy pants over there. Let's go back to General Flynn. Here it is.
And so first of all, courage is a decision. Okay? Courage is not something that is in your DNA. It might be, but at the end of the day, courage is a decision that you have to make. And people that you that wouldn't normally step up in a time of crisis are the least expected type of person. So I want people to really understand that do not fear, you know, what's in front of them, and think about how you're going to demonstrate courage, because it's a decision, and people across this country have to make that decision. So I use the phrase local action has a national impact. And there's great examples out there. There's examples in Iowa. There's examples, I just was given one from Ohio, where people stepped in to the local level and they overturned their school boards. They overturned the town council or the mayors of their cities, because these were essentially socialists that were running these school boards. I mean,
I totally agree with you. Klaus Schwab gave a three-hour speech yesterday. I think you alluded to that, talking about how the Davos groups meet right now. And he kept saying, we've got to go local. We've got to take over there. Because they know that's where we're going to fight back.
The other thing is that, you know, look at your local newspaper. Okay, look at the local newspaper and look at who owns it. You know, is it owned by Gannett? Is it owned by NBC? Is it owned by USA Today? And then you take it up a notch. And for decades, for a couple of decades, there's been a very, very big shift and an intentional move to purchase a lot of these local newspapers around the country. And you kind of go, why is there such a lousy article in this newspaper, you know, in whatever gazette, right? And you kind of look at it and you go, what the heck? And it's because there is a concerted effort by this elite body of people that have lots of money, and they have a desire to take this country over and shift completely, do an ideological shift in this country. So back to local. Why has there been so much visibility about school boards and school board activity around this country? You kind of say to yourself, where did these people come from? Why did school boards get like this? Part of it is that we have taken for granted our freedoms, and we have not gotten involved. We just sort of take it for granted that, oh, you know, Alex, this guy Alex, he's on the school board. And you go, well, where'd Alex come from? Well, who is he? What is his background? And all of a sudden we're finding out that we have these what I call democratic socialists that are on these school boards, because the education system is the way to change the entire culture of a country.
And they brag about
this. And they brag about it. They write about it. They've been talking about it for decades. This is not something that happened because of Donald Trump. This has been going on for decades. And people need to understand.
I agree. I think Trump and people like you help draw out the communists. Yeah. Let's call them what they are. Democratic socialists is a good term, but they're really globalist communists. And you and others have helped draw them out. What would you call that militarily, where we're at right now as a culture? And then tie that back into January 6th and the attempt, the official U.S. government policy, as you know, since June, when Biden signed it, is no longer is China or Russia or radical Islam the main international or domestic threat. Now we're told it's people that question elections and people that question lockdowns, and now they've extended it. Just came out 2 days ago that it was the Justice Department went to the National Association of School Boards and said, we actually want you to write this letter calling for the feds to come in. So now we know there's a conscious move to declare people going to PTA meetings that are upset about critical race theory or their daughter getting raped by a man in a skirt, literally being branded as terrorists. Mm-hmm. So from a guy that helped, you know, that ran military intelligence, a guy that was the top national security advisor who understands how this works in layman's terms, how big a deal is it to have the entire corporate media system and the Democratic Party trying to brand the American people in general as terrorists? What does that signify?
Yeah, I mean, so it basically are creating two big camps. And the larger camp is what they're trying to identify those of us like myself, right? We are these domestic terrorists. We are these domestic, you know, we're going to whatever. We're going to, you know, break out and start fighting or something. Really where we are, and this happened, this started on the 3rd of November, you know, from a military perspective, the phrase that, or the word that I would use is we're in kind of a retrograde operation. And in a retrograde operation, you're moving backwards. You're going backwards a little bit. You still have your footing, but you're looking for weaknesses in their armor because you want to conduct a counterattack or a counteroffensive in some cases, right? So we're in this battle between really competing ideologies, and this is no kidding. And the competing ideologies is whether we're going to continue on as a democracy and a constitutional republic, or whether we're going to go become a communist country. I mean, the other camp that you described, the you know, the big media, the tech titans, these socialists in the political spectrum of really, you know, we really haven't said Democratic and Republican parties, right? Because it's really not that. It's sort of a large base of conservatives in this country who I would identify, and I would say they are on both sides of the former aisle, right? They're both Democrats and the Republicans because
people like Manchin.
People like me. Okay, I'm a lifelong Democrat. Right, I'm registered as a Republican now because I just moved, but I'm a lifelong Democrat, you know. So, but I'm pro-life, I'm pro-family, I'm pro-America, I'm pro-business. I mean, so, but I as I watch what's happening, and I've been, and as you know, to your question about my time in the military, I saw this, I certainly saw this from a foreign perspective, and I watched as I became more senior in our government and in the apparatus, particularly of the intelligence community. I watched internally the kinds of things that were happening inside of our country, and they were happening because there are elements outside of the country that do try to continue to influence the communist ideologues, the Chinese Communist Party, the Russians. I mean, they are infiltrating into our country, and they have been for a long time. And what they do is they get inside of our government, and they recruit, and they turn people, and they also bring a lot of wealth in some cases. And then you get the elite crowd from out of the European Union. Again, for your smart listeners, which you have many, pay attention to this Davos stuff, because this is not conspiracy theory. The fact that I say it, they're going to go, oh, Flynn's a right-wing nut. No, this is real stuff.
Oh, they're now declaring world government.
These are real people, and they want total control. COVID and the tyranny that they have us under with COVID, because COVID is a real thing. It's a real type of sickness. But what they're doing is all about control. And in order to control the population, they have to get total control in order to be able to do the kinds of things that we're doing. So where are we from a military perspective now moving forward, taking that offensive? And I believe the only way that we're going to do it, because we're not.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wars take money to prosecute. Takes money to win. So I ask viewers and listeners here on the Alex Jones Show, have we not proven ourselves to be true Americans and to be fighting tyranny? Doesn't mean we don't fall down. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Far from it. But I'm 100% real, folks. Everybody knows it. 100% real. You're 100% real. So I thank you for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for going to SaveInfoWars.com to make a donation, whether it's $5 or $1,000, so that we've got legal funds we need to continue to battle on, as their plan is with these rigged systems to try to shut us down. And so time is of the essence to continue to fight and press our case and expose what's happening. So it's so critical to go to SaveInfoWars.com so that you will see the type of groundbreaking information that is only presented here to a mass audience. And believe me, my whole mission is to become obsolete. My whole mission is to not have the power and to not be under attack, but I got to get them off our back first. Okay, and that's why God just keeps giving us all the power, so we're not looking for it. But we need money in Satan's realm to operate. And so I'm asking you, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar. render into SaveInfoWars.com the money we need to continue on the fight. They want to force us into bankruptcy where they can shut everything down. We're not going to let them do that. We can continue on for years if we have the legal funding. But I do not want to cut our production or our crew. I want to expand it. And I want to take the money from what we're doing and let these people win. That's their whole plan. So energize me. I am true. You will see it. Years from now, you're going to remember this. I mean, I'm going to go all the way, folks. I know where this road leads. I'm not stupid. And I'm not looking for trouble either. I don't look. But my flesh is weak, but my spirit is strong. And my spirit says, you will attack these people with everything you've got. And so I need your financial support. InfoWarsStore.com. Got the big mega sale going right now. Store-wide free shipping has been extended. We've got a bunch of great products like Turbo Force back in stock. And a lot more. Turbo Force back in stock. What else is back in stock? I actually forget what's back in stock. Something huge is back in stock. Oh, Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. Yes, that's there. And so much more. But right now, let's go back. There's like 20 minutes left. And we'll get to it all here before Jason Berman takes over. But the full interview is so important. Out of the sea of BS out there, it's such truth. It's such a life raft for America and the world. Please share it. The General Flynn interview. Here's more of it.
But what they're doing is all about control. And in order to control the population, they have to get total control in order to be able to do the kinds of things that we're doing. So where are we from a military perspective now moving forward, taking that offensive? And I believe the only way that we're going to do it, because we're not going to, not everybody is a Washington, D.C. superstar. Not everybody, I like to say, is not everybody is a Joan of Arc. So what we've got to do is we've got to find these little flowers around the country. We've got to find these brave people. We've got to find these people that are willing to make that decision about standing up and being courageous in their local communities. And if people don't get involved in their communities and they give up their communities, then you're going to give up this country. And so, you know, you can't. Not everybody can jump into Washington, D.C., and I'm tired of a lot of people. You know, the audience, I mean, anybody that says, well, it's those bastards. They're the problem. Those people in Washington, D.C., the politicians. We put them there, just like we put people on the school board, on these school boards.
Well, General Flynn, let me just 100% agree with you that this is not about Democrat or Republican. This is about Americans that are loyal to the country and want to continue to live in a free market capitalist nation,
right,
with our Bill of Rights, or whether we want to live under globalism that runs Hollywood and is demonizing the country and trying to divide us to conquer us. And you're right. It is the Davos Group that's bragging. Klaus Schwab's own Wikipedia that has links to his own website says he wants to capture countries and cut out the general public from leadership and only have international corporate and UN stakeholders in control. These are quotes. Imagine if you published that you wanted to capture the government, you'd be called a wannabe dictator. Well, they're not just wannabe. Through the Great Reset,
yeah, they give me the Roger Stone treatment, is what they. If I said that, I'd have 50 guys with helicopters and boats, you know, showing up to my hotel room that I'm staying. I mean,
Well, exactly. They lie and say that you're saying that when you've never said anything near
right.
that. And meanwhile,
right.
Schwab is saying that. You're right.
Right.
I'm saying as a military
right.
leader, how do we identify the globalists? How do we get Congress and people that are good patriots to realize who the enemy is? Because in the past, okay, it was the Cold War.
Yeah.
Okay, in the past, it was the Nazis. We get it. We get together. We defeat them. This is multinational corporations bragging that they've
right.
captured America, and I can't get these senators and people to talk about it. I've talked to them privately. They go, well, the public's not ready for that. We'll be discredited. Well, we're in a war,
yeah.
not identifying who's attacking us. Like you said earlier, you'll be attacked for identifying that Schwab says he's capturing the planet.
So the American people right now, and I can tell you, I feel like I have a good sort of fingertip sense of the American sentiment. And the Republican Party, they better stand up here quickly because they are missing the point. The Republican leadership, and there's very, very, very few of them that actually stand up and say something. And you kind of wonder, with everything that's going on, why don't, as you're saying, you know, I mean, I think that these guys like Ted Cruz, we're here in Texas, somebody else like a Rand Paul, I mean, there's a couple of others. Those are senators, and then you have a couple of congressmen that still are vocal about certain things. But I don't hear any of them, none of them talking about this conversation right here. It's almost as they look at this and they say, this is politics as usual. We're going to get it back in 2022. So I don't know where I need to look for your audience to look at your audience, but I'm going to tell you, if you think that Nancy Pelosi is going to give up the leadership to Kevin McCarthy in 2022 after they stole the presidential election, so that's why we have to be so active at our local level. And I mean, get in, like I met a woman, I just stood a long line to get some photos taken with these great Americans, and a woman comes up to me and says, I just became a precinct volunteer, and I gave her a big hug. I mean, that's the kind of activism, and I think the numbers that I've been given from that I've seen from the Republican Party, and tell me I'm wrong. But I think we have somewhere in near 200,000 positions that are unfilled. There's somewhere as close to 32,000 precinct positions that are unfilled by the Republican Party. The Democrats are masters at this. They call them volunteers. They're paid. They give, and they call
them. There are thousands of races where Democrats run unopposed.
We use the phrase precinct captains. Precinct captains. The Democrats have precinct bosses, and they get in there and they run these precincts. So politically, people have to get active. When somebody says to me or somebody says to you in around the Thanksgiving table here coming up, if you could afford the turkeys that might be on the shelves, and they say, well, I don't do that political thing. Politics is for whatever. Then you know what? Then you better not complain, because our entire lives right now, everybody, every American, their lives are wrapped around politics right now. If you don't think that something's changing, you don't feel the way I feel right now, you don't feel the way these 5,000 people out here feel, then something's wrong. Okay, you're not paying close enough attention.
You're absolutely right. I think you say it better than anybody out there, that it's about Americans and our sovereignty and controlling our destiny versus multinational corporations who have taken over the Democratic Party. And the Republican Party is not even challenging them at that level. If we just wake up America to what's really happening, this globalist takeover, then we can save the country and turn it around.
I'll tell you what, I say, what's the matter with saying America first? That's not something from Trump. Trump made America.
All right, folks.
His thing is make America first.
This is very powerful. There's 11 minutes left. The full interview, global exclusive, General Michael T. Flynn lays out the plan to save America and the world. It's up to you to carry the ball now, and I know you will, but just share the video to your whole email list, your whole Twitter list, your whole Facebook list. Just get it out and say, wow, see what General Flynn said about what's happening. You talk about insane. I don't like to go off half-cocked. When I was younger, you know, I'd go with my gut. I believed I was telling the truth, but sometimes I'd go off half-cocked, and we all do that when we're young, and I'd be wrong, but I never did it on purpose. But as you get older, it almost becomes the opposite problem, where you know you're right, but you hold back because you always want to triple-check everything, and then triple-check, and triple-check, and triple-check, and triple-check, and then you don't take action. Let God and the Holy Spirit guide you, folks. That's how you know you're taking action. When we come back, before Jason Burmese takes over, I'm going to hit this. Judge Schroeder slams media's handling of Rittenhouse trial, calls it really quite frightening. Well, of course, tyranny like this is frightening, but why is that important? Then there's this judge and the whole Ghislaine Maxwell case and Jeffrey Epstein and what just happened and what that ties into this little story. Her boot resting on my brother's thigh, Boris Johnson's sister says he knew Ghislaine Maxwell University. Of course he did. A bunch of sex operatives, a bunch of intelligence operatives, all trained for the same goal. And it's coming out. That's why all these world leaders are pushing lockdowns and tyranny and world government and new lockdowns all over the world, from Ireland to Germany to Australia and Austria to the United Kingdom. Hour number 4 with myself and Jason Burmese, straight ahead, Infowars.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.